Come in. Sit down, Headmaster. We have a very serious situation to discuss. Yes, yes, I appreciate that you are a very busy man, but this is a matter of some urgency. As you know, one of my tasks is to monitor and provide discipline for the boys in this school. That is what you hired me for, correct? Don't interrupt me. When I ask a question, I expect an answer. Yes? Yes what? Yes, governess is the exact response I expect. Now, if you please, sit down. I said sit down. Now, when you hired me to monitor and provide discipline, you told me I would have complete authority over every male in the institution. Correct? Will you sit still? You are worse than a child. I asked a question. Was that correct? That's right. Yes, governess. Now, if you had actually read my contract, you will discover that all employees, including the headmaster, are subjected to monitoring and disciplinary action. Well, it isn't my fault that you didn't read the contract carefully. Now, we have a number of infractions to discuss. What time is lights out, headmaster? That's right, 9 p.m. And are there any exceptions? That's correct. No exceptions. Yet, for the past week, the lights in your room have been on well past 11 p.m. every single night. Stop protesting. You will speak when you are spoken to, and then it will be yes, governess, or no, governess. Do you understand? That is a week of demerits. 50 per night. From now on, lights will be out and you will remain in bed every night at 9 p.m. Did I ask you a question? No. Then why are you talking? That is another 10 demerits. Would you like to continue? I didn't think so. But we have a much more serious infraction to discuss. You are aware that masturbation is prohibited, yes? That is another 20 demerits. I didn't ask for an exclamation. I don't care who you are. You are a male at this institution and are under my authority as per my contract. Now, would you like me to repeat the question? Much better. As governess, it is my job to strictly enforce all of the rules with no exceptions. This is your last chance to come clean and earn yourself some leniency. Now, tell me, have you been masturbating? Well, I must say that is quite disappointing. I offered you the chance to come clean and you have decided to lie to me. That will be another 50 demerits for lying. Quiet. Both your office and your bedroom are monitored with video surveillance. It is the same system that we use for the boys' dormitories. Over the past week, we have recorded 11 masturbation sessions, which is going to require some severe discipline. We prohibit masturbation because it is a filthy habit. It shows a lack of self-control and self-discipline. If you cannot control yourself, we can certainly do that for you. It is a vile practice that weakens the body and the soul. You should be ashamed of yourself, Headmaster. I have watched the videos. You look absolutely ridiculous. Foolish. It is a terrible example to be setting. A pathetic, weak masturbator. That is what you are, isn't it? We must enforce very strict discipline to prevent all touching and acts of self-pleasure. One incident would be bad enough, but for you to masturbate 11 times in 1 week can only be described as a chronic masturbation problem, even an addiction. The only option I have to correct such behaviour is to ensure the consequences are worse than any pleasure that you derive from it. I suspect that because you still have this problem at your advanced age, that your addiction may be incurable. This means we will need to carefully monitor you and apply correction and discipline to ensure your compliance. My job, after all, is to strictly enforce the rules. No exceptions. Tonight, you will report to my quarters for discipline at 1800 hours. First, we will take care of your demerits. For each demerit, you will receive one stroke of the cane. Do you understand? Do not nod. Say yes, governess. Then, following your physical discipline session, you will be strictly bound to one of our discipline beds for the evening. You will be fitted with a pair of horse hair breeches, which will cause itching and irritation throughout the night on your genitals and freshly caned buttocks. You will then be fitted with a mouth-filling gag, making any protests impossible. During the day, you will be fitted with a steel chastity device, which will make erections and masturbation impossible. Each night, it will be removed before you are placed in bondage and punished for the night. Now, Headmaster, do you understand? Good. Each morning, once your chastity advice is secured and you are dressed, I will be taking a marker and writing a large M on your forehead. Everyone will know that M stands for masturbator. You may not change your schedule or avoid meetings. If asked, you will confess and admit to your masturbation problem. If I hear from anyone that you have avoided them or have not been completely honest in your admissions, your punishment period will be extended. Now, do you understand? Good. Before you are excused, you will sit at the desk and you will write lines for me. You will write, I will not masturbate 100 times. I will then check it for errors. I expect excellent penmanship as well. Mistakes or sloppiness will earn more demerits and will not be tolerated. After you have completed your task, you will be excused. Please try and keep your hands off yourself. You will then report back to me at 1800 hours for your discipline session and prepare to spend your first night in masturbation discipline. Now, Headmaster, please close the door on your way out.